So Dramatic would like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land this podcast was recorded on, the Bidjigal and Gadigal people. Always was, always will be, Aboriginal land. So Dramatic Daily, your daily dose of the latest and most dramatic reality TV news. Welcome to So Dramatic Daily. I'm Megan Pistetto. Coming up today, Married at First Sight's Eden has let slip a filthy secret about her on-screen husband, Jaden. Married at First Sight's Ridge has responded to bombshell claims that Jade was spotted with another man. And Sarah and Tim's homestay didn't go as bad as the show made out. So much drama, so little time. Let's get into the show. So Married at First Sight's Eden Harper has let slip a filthy secret about her TV husband, Jaden Ennard's hair. Now, despite their rocky relationship in recent weeks in the marriage experiment, I mean, who doesn't love your husband throwing you under the bus in front of everyone? Eden seems to be taking a more light-hearted approach when chatting about her romance during her press interviews. Appearing on Today Extra, she dropped a rather icky tidbit about Jaden's not-so-luscious looks, saying that he rarely washes his hair, so it often smells charming. In fact, according to Eden, Jaden only washes his hair once a fortnight. She said, "Sometimes I'd hug him and I'd be like, 'You need to wash this, oh my God.' Sometimes I would tell him how bad it smelled. I was like, 'Honestly, you need to wash that thing.' And he's a kickboxer, so he's fighting and sweating every day." And gross. Married at First Sight's Ridge Burrito has responded to bombshell claims that his wife Jade Pywell was spotted with another man. In case you missed it, rumours have been swirling that Ridge cheated on Jade several times since the show wrapped. However, it sounds like Jade might have been keeping herself busy as well. During an appearance on Bronte and Lakey for Breakfast, co-host Danny Lakey admitted that he may have caught Jade on a date at the Star Casino on the Gold Coast. He dished, "I am 99.9% sure I saw Jade two Wednesday nights ago at a high-class establishment with an older-looking gentleman," and wow. However, Rich glossed over this news, insisting that his relationship with Jade was still pretty decent. He said, "First I've heard of it, but I'm pretty confident with what Jade and I have." Now, this bombshell comes after the couple were actually spotted house hunting together last week, so it does seem like everything is all decent in their world. Shock horror, Married at First Sight producers reportedly sprinkled a bit of bad edit magic on Sarah Meza and Tim Corwell's homestay visit. So during last night's episode of The Marriage Experiment, we saw Sarah and Tim's relationship blow up again as they rehashed her cheating scandal multiple times. And I, for one, am sick to death of hearing about this freaking cheating scandal. Either get over it or break up, or someone else cheat so we can focus on that. Now, viewers saw Sarah get pretty hostile when her husband's best man, Ben, mentioned the situation. Then she seemingly had a meltdown when Tim mentioned it again on their final date. However, according to a production insider, the final edit made their homestays week look way more drastic than it actually was. They dished to So Dramatic, Sarah and Tim actually had one of the best homestays. That lunch with Ben did not go as bad as was aired. Everyone got along, and both Sarah's friend and Tim's mate thought they looked happy. Producers obviously just used all the questions about Sarah's ex to make the situation sound worse, and nothing else, when this was only a few minutes of a three-hour lunch. Now, addressing Sarah and Tim's tense conversation during their boat date, the Maths Insider said that was another not-so-friendly nudge from the producers. They explained, "Production told Tim to ask Sarah about the ex thing again. He didn't want to, but they said he needed to because it was the final date." Now, meanwhile, they didn't tell Sarah to bring up any of her concerns about Tim and just said for her to enjoy herself. Very sneaky. They also revealed that the scene showing Sarah cooking for Tim in her apartment was also taken out of context. They dished, "They had a lengthy conversation about the ex situation and their challenges, but it's been chopped to make it seem like Tim was saying he was disappointed in Sarah's answers. If you pay attention to whenever Tim says anything bad, it's usually when they're not showing his face." Interesting. Now, this insider also said that during Tim's Boxy, which is the producer-participant one-on-one interviews, the questions they were asking him were poking him and starting shit because he and Sarah were having such a good time. And oh, how the tables have turned. That is the latest from So Dramatic Daily. If you would like even more piping hot tea, head straight over to our website, sodramaticonline.com, or click the links in the show notes to find us on social media. I will see you guys back here, same time, same place next episode. Goodbye, good riddance, and good luck. Ciao for now. Kind regards. So Dramatic Daily.